Well, look, I might just start that LGAP is built on the platform of the SCAS principle. So there's no change there. But what we're trying to do is create a system that's at arm's length from industry, independent of government, allows for internationalisation, and obviously is credible and reputable. And, you know, certainly some of the criticisms that have been lodged about SCAS is, you know, the issues around non-compliances and breaches and the, you know, ability of the department to sort of reach into other countries to have issues addressed, and equally the issues around the exporter identifying and utilising auditors. That changes under LGAP. So the department would recognise that an exporter has been certified under LGAP. So the department, rather than certifying or approving every single facility in an exporter supply chain, would recognise that the exporter certified under LGAP would be operating in certified facilities. The department, similar to what it does now with AusMeat, would audit LGAP rather than audit individual exporters. The auditing of exporters, the auditing of facilities would be undertaken by certified bodies approved by the program owner of the Livestock Global Assurance Program. So what we're simply trying to do is normalise the manner in which responsibilities for achieving welfare are undertaken along the supply chain. We all know the problems that exist with leaving the entire responsibility on the heads of exporters and the difficulty that the department has in treating non-compliances. Equally, SCAS has clearly shut us out of a major market with Saudi because of the sovereignty issues. LGAP can deal with all of those issues, being independent of government, arm's length from industry, and actually managing the audit process separately from exporters. Exporters simply become a client of LGAP, equal to feedlots, abattoirs, etc. So we're looking at building a very solid system here of facilities that are all buying into that responsibility to meet animal welfare. They can lose certification if there are non-conformances, and there's certainly a lot of work going on in beefing up that particular area to make sure that if there are non-conformances, they're treated very quickly in case of a critical within 3 days, and there's a very clear process of decertification if that's required.
So this is a more acceptable model, this Livestock Global Assurance Program, is a more acceptable model to markets, as you mentioned, Saudi Arabia, as one example, who might be uncomfortable with a system like SCAS being policed by the Australian government fundamentally?
Well, potentially, you know, potentially it reaches out across that divide that exists around sovereign overreach. I mean, you know, SCAS is built on sovereign overreach, and we've had to comply with that. But we think with LGAP, and again, this is a research project, I have to be very clear, no decisions have been made to implement LGAP at this stage, but it's being developed on the basis of trying to treat some of the criticisms of SCAS lodged by government parties that aren't, you know, are opposed to live exports, and indeed even internal issues that have been raised. We think we can build the next generation of demonstrating our commitment to animal welfare through LGAP.
Would it eventually make SCAS obsolete?
The principles of SCAS will remain. There's no change in that. The requirements of traceability and control, of meeting international animal welfare standards, of auditing, those core principles remain. The foundations of LGAP are built on those core principles. But the manner in which demonstration of meeting those principles, that's what's changing under LGAP. I think down the track potentially with LGAP, you've actually got an ability to market on the basis that you're certified to meeting international animal welfare standards. Now, under the program, there'll be what we call several scopes. So there'll be a level one, which would be for facilities that want to demonstrate that they're meeting international animal welfare standards. There'll be a higher level, a higher scope, which would be you're meeting the SCAS standards, because indeed the SCAS animal welfare standards are higher than the international OIE standards. So there'll be at least two levels, and potentially even higher aspirational scope, so that people can get on this escalator of demonstrating welfare improvement.
So the Livestock Global Assurance Program is a slight watering down then of the high standards set under SCAS.
No, it's not. It's actually demonstrating that under LGAP, Australian exporters can only work with facilities that meet the SCAS standard. But we are creating an opportunity for facilities who won't be participating in terms of processing Australian livestock to still be certified to the international level. So there certainly won't be any watering down. Indeed, there'll be a strengthening right along the chain of our ability to demonstrate meeting SCAS standards.
Has this been discussed with markets? The Saudi Arabian market, for example, which would, you know, if that reopened again, that'd be a game changer here in Australia.
Certainly been discussing the program with potential customers to obviously get their feedback on how this would work.
And so what's the feedback like?
The feedback has been positive. They can certainly see the benefits of where LGAP takes them, and then they're looking to be able to be part of something where they can demonstrate the responsibility that the facilities are taking in terms of meeting international or the SCAS animal welfare standards.
So how far are we from opening the Saudi market, for example?
LGAP is still quite a few months off. We're moving into the trial phase shortly, and then there'll still need to be some further decisions taken once the project is finalised.
Well, we're at mid-September now. Is that something that may happen by the end of the year?
I'm not in a position to set a timetable. The sooner we can do it, the better. But obviously we have to make sure that the systems in place are robust and meet all parties' interests and requirements.
And when will that trial begin? Alison, have you got a date for that yet?
Well, the process has commenced. So there'll be trials of LGAP in Malaysia with goats, Indonesia with cattle, and in the Middle East with sheep. So it's not in any way going to change in any way the way that animals are handled. It's simply looking at the compliance process, the auditing process, how that would operate under SCAS to trial. A lot of the development work that's gone underway in terms of the rules of the program and the standards that have been developed. Interestingly, with the standards, there will be a public process for reviewing the proposed standards for SCAS. The whole LGAP system is being developed on the international ISO principles for conformance programs. Part of that in terms of developing the standards, so the animal welfare standards that would apply under LGAP, that requires a public comment period for 60 days. So we're just starting out on working through that process, appointing a standards committee again under the ISO directives. So there'll be an opportunity in the coming months for people interested in looking at the standards on which LGAP will be based to actually provide comment.
And what reaction are you expecting from animal welfare groups?
Well, look, we have had discussions with them through the process, and in fact, tomorrow, we're hosting a research and development forum in Canberra with the Department of Agriculture. That's part of a process where regularly updating the live export program is regularly updating the Department of Agriculture on some of the key research projects that are being undertaken. But we've also invited RSPCA, Animals Australia and World Animal Protection to come along to that research forum so they can engage with industry around a number of the key projects, including this Livestock Global Assurance Program.
Alison Penfold, good to talk to you today.
Great, thank you.